Heather Duplessy-Allen.
So ASB economists are in glass half full mode at the moment. In their latest quarterly economic forecast, they're predicting households will have to hunker down for the next 3 to 6 months, but things are going to get better once the mortgage interest rates come down. They reckon the overall cost of living will increase by about $70 a week for your average household, which, yay, is the slowest increase we've seen for a few years. Brad Olson is Infometrics Principal Economist. Hey, Brad.
Good evening.
You a glass half full guy as well?
Oh, I think it's one of those things where I'm probably thinking that we've drained a lot of the glass at the moment, and it takes a little while for the glass to refill itself over the next year. You know, when those interest rates eventually start to fall back a touch, that will stimulate a bit more activity. But I think this sort of highlights some of the unusual things we're seeing in the economy at present. The latest GDP data that we saw had household consumption falling at, I think, the greatest pace since like 1992. But at the same time, you've seen some of the consumer confidence figures increase. And it does seem like people know that we're in the tough spot right now, but can also see a little bit of the light at the end of the tunnel coming forward. So not glass half full right the second, but thinking it will refill itself as we go forward.
Do you think we're through the worst of it? Because the point that's been made by ASB is that general wage growth is likely to be more than inflation this year. So consumer spending power is returning.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair way to put it. In a sense, I think a lot of households will be feeling it incredibly tough at the moment, but it might not get too much additionally tougher. And for those who are still going to refix onto higher mortgage rates, for example, they'll still be doing that this year, but it won't be quite as much of a jump perhaps as what they did last year when they last refixed. So I think we've done a lot of that heavy lifting. And so for a lot of households, it'll be difficult at the moment, but if they can make it work now, you'd sort of expect we'd be able to get through it. It is just going to be that sort of, you know, 12 months or so of quite sustained restraint. People are not going to be spending quite as much. They're going to be a lot more careful. They're not going to be going to gigs and concerts as much. They're going to be buying the food and the essentials and sort of then waiting it out.
Jeremy Hutton from Milford Asset Management was with us maybe 15 minutes ago or thereabouts. He says it looks to him like investors are calling the bottom for retail. Would you agree that?
Oh, I'm not sure. Well, yes, in a sense, but I wonder if the bottom might stick around for a little while. I mean, those sort of economic activity numbers still aren't great. I think when you look at consumption and what households are doing, you do have to wonder if there is a bit more in there or if we're sort of, you know, it might stick around for a bit longer. I think the worry from my point of view is, you know, you look at what the Treasury put out today alongside the budget policy statement. You know, those numbers look pretty ugly. They've dragged down billions of dollars in GDP the next couple of years. The government's going to make less money, and that's because people, you know, are still going to be struggling. So I think all of that contributes to that feeling of it's still going to be a pressured environment. It's just that maybe we're not sort of, you know, turning the handle too much more, but it's still being held at a pretty restrictive level for a time yet.
Yeah, and when you say for a time, we are talking maybe 6 to 9 months, aren't we?
Yeah, I think that's still the feeling. I mean, I think I saw one of the other banks today reconfirm their expectation. November seems to be when the OCR might drop. We're at Infometrics still a little bit ahead of that. But looking at the numbers, looking at how worried the Reserve Bank is still on inflation and how they haven't been able to beat it yet, I think they still seem to be playing a much longer game than anyone else. So jury's still out, but I don't think it's going to be swift. And anyone who does think it's going to be a quick turnaround might well be disappointed.
Good stuff, Brad. Always good to talk to you, mate. Thank you so much. Brad Olson, Infometrics Principal Economist.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.